Yeah, my pitom not. Okay, it's Wednesday night. My father loves Holmes yard site. And we're learning in Chaschinach, and we're learning the Lav, the Parshas Meshalach. It's the Chavdalit. Not to go outside the Chum Shabbos. The Chinach goes with the Rambam, but it's the Araisa. Of course, not Al Payamama, but Yud Beis Mil is the Araisa. Mavur Be'erbin, Oz Beis, Emerzel Leilach Yeshu Al Payamama, B'Shabbos, Meniach, B'Soif Al Payam, Eretz. Meaning, if someone would say a sentence that an Arab allows you to walk more than 2,000 Amos, that's not technically correct, although it's correct, but it's not technically correct. All it does is shift the center of gravity. If you're in a town and you're walking streets of the town, so you have 2,000 amos to each side. If you put an Eruv at the end of 2,000 amos to Mizrach, so you can walk 4,000 amos to Mizrach. And that's only because the Mokum Eruv becomes your Mokum Shvisa. And now, so the center is there. So you can walk 2,000 this way and 2,000 that way. But you can't walk even one step. To the, let's say that was east, so you can't even walk one step to the west. Yeah? So it doesn't allow you to walk more, it just shifts the center of gravity, so to speak. It shifts the Mokum Shvisa. And that's why you can't put an Erev. The Erev has to be a place that you could reach on Shabbos. It can't be more than 2,000 amos away, because you can't get to it. You have to be able to get to the Eretz. Okay, so that's what he says there. Umasim b'tzad shekenegdo. If you put the Eretz 3,000 amas out, so the center of gravity is not, I'm sorry, 1,000 amas out. You want to walk 3,000 amas to the east. So you put the Eretz 1,000 amas out, so you can walk 2,000 from the Eretz, so you can walk 3,000 from your house, and you can walk 1,000 to the west. Right? Because the center of gravity is now 1,000 to the east. So, whatever it is, whatever the number that you've added in the area that you're allowed to transverse on the east, you lose that much on the west. Because all you're doing is, as I say again, shifting the center of gravity. You're not really saying that you could walk more.
Know what happens on the angles?
That's a whole event. You always draw a square, and you always draw a circle, but then you draw a square around the circle, and you always gain the corners, and it mamish depends on which direction you walk. As we're talking Balabatish, we're talking linearly to the east and linearly to the west. It's much more complicated than that, because if you walk on the diagonal, you could always walk, even if you're stuck walking 2,000 amos to the east and 2,000 amos to the west. So first of all, it's from the edge of the city. And then if you walk at a diagonal, then you measure the ruchos ha'olam, the pachas. You measure the points of the compass. But if you're walking at northeast, so you can walk an extra A squared plus B squared equals C squared, whatever that is, 2/5. You can walk an extra, whatever it is, you know, the way you figure out the area of the circumscribed circle in a square. I mean, this is mamish, the whole Masechus. I can't understand how you made an Erev Pechumen without a helicopter. I can't understand. A helicopter, you look down and you see where the houses are, and you measure. I don't know how you measure, but I don't know how you do it on a helicopter, because maybe there's a... It's so complicated. Kanyokal or Baraglov. You don't have to put food there. There's a concept called Ma'are Baraglov, that you are actually in the place in the new center of gravity when Shabbos comes in. Right? You're there with your feet. It's called Ma'arei Baraglov. You're actually there. But Havikan Mokom Shmisasa, Vayan Ervin, Rambam, Prote Hadinim, which are many, 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 many. Ervin is one of the three, like, very difficult Masechtos. What? Yeah. Nida and Yevamos. Vayan Tzorech Laharech. V'chein B'di Araisa, the same thing applies. V'sholosh Parsos, V'shita Seilu. Mahani Gamkein Erev Obepaso Berego. From the pas, so that's what the kiddush to me. And now the Minchas Chinuch Taka says it's a big kiddush to him too. What he just said. What did he just say? You people weren't listening. You were sleeping. And this works on a, on the tchum that's the araisa too. That means the Minchas Chinuch just said that an Erev Tchumen helps even for a Tchum that's the Oraisa. And now he attacks himself.
But why should that be?
Because the concept of Tchumen by Erev Hafshilon, let's say, or by Erev Chatzeros, is always you start off with an Issa Derabbanon. And then you say, Heim Omru, Veheim Omru, they devise the legality to get over the Issa Derabbanon. But Lechora, like, there's always a premise by the other two Eruvs, Eruv Tavshilin and Eruv Chatzeros, that, and Shetufei Mevolos, that the legal device of the Eruv only works because the whole Issa is only Derabbanon. So, wait a second, and this is what he says himself now. Who said? I mean, he's the one that said it. But he's saying now, no, because I know it's true. So there's a Beferish in Gemara that was in the context of Tchumen being the Araisa, you can have an Erev. Beferish in Gemara. And Cain, come on, the Rebbe Meir. Tchumen Alpayim Heimen HaTorah. Oh, the Gemara means 2,000 Amos is Min HaTorah. But that's what the Gemara there is talking about, 2,000 Amos. So just like Rav Meir happens to hold, not like the Chinuch, not like the Rambam, but even more chomer dik, that the 2,000 Amma Tchum is the Araisa. But Mahani Erev, but that's not what we're caring about now. What we're caring about now is that the Gemara says that even if Rav Meir holds Tchum is the Araisa, and still is perfectly willing to accept the fact that the guy's making an Erev. Im kein le didon, b'sholosh parsos of the Araisa was living. Kam kein mahani Erev. The Erev hu min ha-toyra. Yilav ochi lo yeh mahani Erev, the mahani yom tchum di Araisa. Pchim le Erev hu min ha-toyra, mahani le tchum di Araisa, kam kein le gimel parsos. I'm telling you, Erev Chatzeros only works because the whole Issur is Rabbanon. Erev Tavshilin only works because you're devising a legality that's not reality. Here also, the Chorot saying your Mokom Shvisa is where your food is. That's not really true. Your Mokom Shvisa is your house. Or if you're Ma'arev Baraglo, you're standing there. So that's not really your Mokom Shvisa. Your Mokom Shvisa is your home. So that's what he says. The Tzarech Leimayin is he's learning it. The Mechaschinuch is explaining himself. Shechazal kiblu zevetar shebal peh. That's what you have to say. The Mahani Erev. The Vemokam Pita. That means your pas. Okshema'arev v'raglov. Shom ikir shvisosa. Kain nira poshut. Now, so at the bottom, they bring down, he brings down at the bottom here, that there are definitely Rishonim that hold that if Yudbe's mill is the Dioraisa, Erev does not help. And there's a chilek between Alpayim Amma, even on the tzad that it's the Oraisa, and it says Mefarish in the Gemara that Eruv helps. And there's a chilek between Alpayim Amma, that's the Oraisa, and Good Days Mill, that's the Oraisa. That's when you have to say some chilek like that, because so many Rishonim are mashma that there's no such thing as an Erev to a Yud Beis Mill clump. Even though the Gemara says Beferish, there's such a thing as an Erev to an Alpayim Amot Tchum, even according to Rameya. Even according to Rameya, right. So he says on the bottom here, it brings down a Slora, the Achrayim. It was a Rechonon, the Yecheskel, the raid, that if mill is alpayamama, even if it's the oraisa, but together from alpayamama, is that's mama is like mokum ha'odam. So erev helps even if it's minat Torah, because now that's your mokum. But if it's yud beis mill, then the gather is not that you now let it go outside your mokum. That's what they want to tie to the achrayim. But you now let it walk 12 mil. What, it's like you're not going to walk 12 mil.
What's together?
Too much work.
That was
too much exertion.
That was the size of Machane Israel, by the way?
Yeah. So I don't know. It doesn't. That's what they say. I don't know. I don't like it.
So therefore,
because if it's Machane Yisrael, then that's Makomo. That's on the right to level, that's his Mako. Okay, let's forget. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch says. The kid says that the Beferish and Gemara, that according to Rameyer, that Tchum is the Araisa, and he's rather talking about Alpayim Amma being the Araisa.
And you can walk across the whole city also.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. The whole city, whatever's enclosed in the city, is called your Dalet Amos.
That's
not an issue that should work under the horizon. That's not a rabbinic legalism. That's like, that's a reality. The city is your place. That doesn't bother me at all. I don't think even think that's a chiddush. Chiddush is okay. Good. Let's go by. But then he has to say that there must be the halacha of Moshe Mesinai to have it for Kabbalah, because it's not really his makom. It's still only a legalism. Okay. Acha itna the Chazal goes to Alpayim Amma. V'niach echad eruv b'sof atchum shel sholosh parsos. Let's say someone put an eruv. Okay, but he can't get to the eruv. How could it help me? I'm Rina Kiva the Minat Torah Havi eruv. If Cain and Holach may a ruvo, ain't loke. Keep the Minat Torah Havi eruv. I do. Keep the Akapolim and the Rabbanon and the Yochel Lovel the Mokum a eruv. Ulamishkele, he can't come take it. He can't use this pass that was put there. Machmos is a tchum and the Rabbanon. And Cain have a like my never the Nisra for eruv. Love and welcome to Shri Soso, even in the Yochalei, like Menash Moshes. You say on a practical level, you can't get to the Eiris, because it's an Issa Drabonon to go to there. So this is like a classic Minchas Chinuch. But even though it's only the Drabonon, but the Maisim, you can't get to your Eiris. So for, it's like for all practical purposes, your Eiris has been lost or disappeared. So. By a Toysh Hashem, the Rimasan was Galgel. After Yochel, Lovay Shom, you could theoretically go there. Avo Mokom, Avo Takonos Chazal Ma'akafto, Takonos Chazal is stopping him from walking to there. Achakirzu Moses Kaman Pomin Mechagrenu, and by the day, you have it, and by the day, the Rabbanah Nasser Dintaira. If a Rabbana can affect ever a Dintaira, like what?
Like the kid by the space.
Yeah, everything. Zion Mishnah Melech, Zion the Trumas Halacha Aleph, Bachreinim, and Yosef Amad, Bumokam Hashvisa, which is called Irei Beregel. Vadaid can have Bumokam Shvisa with the Oraisa. The Gamble Indian Alpayim have Bumokam Mokom Shvisa. Ach behechzik baderech, if you're traveling that way and you're not there and you do it, this is called even the biggest kula of all, through Amira. I want the end of my 2000 Amor walk to be my Mokum Shvisa. It's Friday afternoon, you're not going to get there in time to put down a pas. You're not even going to get there in time to be Ma'arei Baradlo.
You're going to get there before Shabbos?
Right. So he's not going to get the Mahashabbat.
He's not going to get the Mahashabbat.
So if he's going to a different city, this is the biggest kula of all, even more kal than being Ma'arev Baraglov, he could be Ma'arev Agudei Piz. He says, I want that thing, let's say 2,000 amos away or 1,000 amos away, to be Mamakum Shvisa. So you can do that. He says,
if the city is in 2,000 feet.
Well, there's no city, it's outside, it's in the fields. I mean, this is the Mesechazer, this is like Alan based stuff. You can't have like. Bafti Yochel Ovo Yisham Mikom Kom Tanchanos Chazal Ma'akavto. Achakiris of Mubis Kamu Komu Bechibirenu. In my day, the Rabbanu Nasr Din Torah. Vayin Mishnah Melech Vayin the Trumas Alachalach Vachreinim. Im Yotzo Ba'omad B'mokom Hashviso. And the ear of the regal, Vadi Khan having Mokum Shvisa with the Araisa, the Gamble Indian Alpine having Khan Mokum Shvisa. Ach Behezek Bader, Kamkin Asothe Kanal, Kim the Rochet Yasum the Alpine Mamma like Kono Shvisa, Idumo Kim the Miraisa having Bitoy Chatchum, Kaina Shvisa, I am the Mela Brahman Paris, I am the hair of the Tobin. Ach Nafkamina Bamania Chair was off Alpine. Yochalelech mokum eruvo od alpayim. Vade havikan shvisa. So gamliyin shalosh parcels. That becomes the mokum shvisa. Even the gabi counting off the yud beis mil. Menuchayav rak al shalosh parcels min ha'ir. Menuchayav al shalosh parcels min ha'ir rak min ha'eruv. Chin letzat shekinegdu and yochalelech rak shalosh parcels mokum ha'eruv. Melech Yisrael loike kikol chashvina min ha'eruv kiruv of min ha'tayra. Okay, let me quit while I'm ahead.
The Yud Beis derisa has changed by his age.
Yeah, that's what's hidden. Oh, darn it.
I forget, what time?
9:23. I just have to stop now. Fit well on the head. Okay.